Hello, and welcome back to Nostalgic or Problematic, our little series on Generation in Between, where we revisit some things from our past and decide, do we still love them or do they have too many problems?
Basically, yes.
I know.
Yes. Good summary.
Okay, so we are revisiting right now Dawson's Creek. We are on season one, episode two this week, called The Dance.
The Dance.
Here is the official summary of this episode. Dawson worries about his first kiss with Jen, especially when she attends a school dance with someone else. Pacey tries to keep his romance with Tamara alive. Tamara. Sorry.
Wow, they're just going to say it just like that.
Just going to go right
there. Just like a normal name, like no big deal.
I know. Before we go into our little commentary, I want to circle back because, Katie, you were totally right. The last time we recorded.
About the episode.
You were.
Yes, because I rewatched the second one. I was like, no, it's not in this one.
Yep, it was me who was wrong. Katie was indeed correct. Joey saw Dawson's mom in the first episode with the anchor she's having an affair with. So Katie said that, and I was like, no, it's later. False, wrong.
It is not.
It is in the very first episode.
I'm not crazy.
Nope, Katie was 100% right. But I will say I am confusing myself because I started rewatching the series like a while ago when we said we were going to start doing this and I couldn't stop watching it. And so now I'm like a few seasons in and I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
So now what I have to do is go back and rewatch it.
Rewatch the one we're going to talk about.
So yes. I've now watched season one, episode two, three, maybe four times in my life. Anyway, so I was confusing myself, but Katie was right, everyone. So also, do you know what? Before we go into smiles, frowns, and Katie came up with her own system.
I have a metric as well.
Which we'll talk about. I had this weird revelation that goes along with something I said in our other one. So I don't know how I feel about this either. So remember when I said Dawson irritated me like so bad?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know why I think that is? It's because I was Dawson when I was a teenager. Oh, my God. It hit me when I was rewatching. I was like, like he's whiny. He's, you know, dramatic, creative, anxious. And I was like, that's why he annoys the tar out of me. Like, that was me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Which is so funny. But that's also why I was so drawn to Pacey, because I've always been attracted to people opposite to me. So in some way, who are very opposite from me in some way or another. If you meet my husband, I am very, very extroverted. Mm-hmm. He is very introverted. Like, we are like night and day, but we've been together for over 20 years. So we're doing something right.
Yes.
Anyways, I had to go back there. So, Katie, please tell us your ranking system. We talked about mine in the last one.
Yes. So as a reminder, Danny's is smiley face and frowny face.
Yes.
Yes. So I didn't want to steal that exactly. So I rewatched the second episode with my little notebook, and I have hearts for things that I like and X's.
Ooh.
So it's a pink heart or a red X.
Ooh, severe. Red X.
Red
X. She even went color-coded.
Because I was thinking if I could edit this out.
Oh, red pen, got it.
This problematic situation, this is what it would look like. So anyway, that's what I have as we go through. I will be letting you know what has hearts and what is a red editor's X'd out pen.
So you're like sitting there. This is the funniest thing for me is to envision us both like, as we rewatch these episodes. So you're sitting there with your notebook and a red pen in one hand.
Pretty much.
Like, yes. Ready to go. I love
ready.
It.
Ready.
I love. Okay.
Didn't even pause. I was just like frantically scribbling as it kept going.
I know. It is. Don't you think, though, since we are now watching this with aged eyes, as well as like as a critical assessment instead of just mindless entertainment, things kind of take on a different meaning.
Definitely.
When you watch something to like review it specifically, your mind kind of just is in a different place than if you're just sitting there passively engaging.
Absolutely. And I think when you're passively engaging, sometimes still you might notice things.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But certainly, yeah, it's just a different approach.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's jump right in because we already had a frowny face / red X in the summary.
Yeah.
Right away in the 2-sentence summary, I had a frowny face because number one, they called it romance, gross, acceptable pedophilia, like I said last time. And they call her Tamara instead of Mrs. Jacobs or Miss Jacobs or whatever.
His teacher. Like, it's not even in the summary. And it came right after when you're talking about inappropriate teenage relationship as Dawson Jen. Then it's like Pacey Tamara.
Keep his romance with, is it Tamara or Tamara? I think he says Tamara.
Does he?
I think so.
Tamara. We'll have to rewatch.
I know. I think he does.
Tamara.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's Ms. Jacobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So tell me, I don't know, how do you want to do this? You want to do smiley faces, hearts first, or X's, or what do you want?
Sure. I guess we can kind of, yeah. Like, I guess we could do that.
You want to do happies first?
I want to go back and forth. Yeah, let's do happies first.
Okay. So what is your first happy or first heart?
Okay. So heart. This was a quote by Dawson, because I already said I love Dawson. At the beginning, when he's talking about his movie that he's making,
his film,
he calls it an homage with a heavy allegorical slant. Yes. And I just love that. He's like, it's an homage with a heavy allegorical slant.
Kind of like any 16-year-old speak
like
that way.
Yeah, like anybody would. And we talked about that last time, how the speaking is so elevated for these teens. But I just found it entertaining.
Yeah, so that was my I love that so much because, yes, we did talk about that last time. Like, that was something that made me giggle. And it still does every episode, is how they are so eloquent for 16-year-olds. When my 16-year-old or 17 now is like, bro.
Right. You're like, if he walked in and said that, homage, I would have the allegorical slant. You'd be like,
pass out on the floor.
Yes. Anyways,
well, one of my smiley faces was, again, the hair, the makeup, the clothes, they continue to be 90s nostalgic, glamorous, wonderful. I saw white eyeshadow in this episode. Did you?
Was it Jen? No.
I don't know. I don't remember who it was, but I saw it and I was like, there it is. There's my white eyeshadow. Yes.
I loved her outfit, Jen's outfit for the dance.
I know.
It was really cute. It was like shorts and like a black sweater. It just looked very modern and chic and grown up.
Speaking of the 90s fashion, I was at Kohl's yesterday.
Oh, God.
I almost took a video while I was there because the thing, have you ever seen those those reels and stuff of the middle-aged ladies who are like, oh my God, my teenagehood is back in Target, and they show. I almost did that at Kohl's. There were platform Mary Janes.
Yes.
Which I totally tried on.
Did you buy them?
I didn't.
Oh.
Platform penny loafers. Remember when we wore those? Do you remember those black slip-on shoes that would like flop on your foot when you would wear them?
Yes.
They had those, still very uncomfortable for sweaty feet. They had those baby doll dresses, the floral ones with the white shirt under it.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
I have to go get one.
Girl,
I love those.
So much 90s clothes. And I'm like, this is how my mom felt when I came home in bell bottoms.
It's here. It has arrived. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
that's great.
Okay, so what was another one of your smiley faces?
Okay, so this is another quote. So obviously, I like the writing of this show. Sort of toward the beginning of the episode, Dawson and Joey are in Dawson's room. And he's talking about Jen and elevating their relationship. And, oh, am I going to kiss her? How do I do it? Blah, blah, blah. And Joey says, geez, Dawson, it's not leather straps and Crisco. Leather straps and Crisco. That's what I wrote. And then it's kind of like a running joke the rest of the show.
Because
going, what do you mean by Crisco?
He doesn't know what it is.
And she's like, never mind. And then like later he's like, no, seriously, tell me about the Crisco. And she's just kind of rolling her eyes like, oh, you're so young and naive, Dawson. I don't know. It made me giggle. And then the way the joke kind of kept coming back in the show.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I think that was cute. One of my smiley faces, I'm actually going to skip ahead then. I won't. I'll wait. So speaking of Dawson's film, I had to giggle. See, these are smiley faces and they're not all because it was like so wonderful writing.
Right.
It just made me laugh.
It made you smile, yeah.
Because they talk about Capeside being this like super small town and blah, blah, blah. But then they have all these really cool classes to take in their high school.
Yes.
Like history of film and like all this. I'm like, okay, some small town in Massachusetts on the water is not going to have a class at a public high school that's that's amazing. I just had to giggle because I'm like, okay,
that's not happening.
Barely have enough money for the arts as it is. So anyway, That was a good one. Yeah. All right.
And so speaking of the film class, my yes. next heart has to do with that. And okay. I just wrote in big letters in pink,
oh.
Scott Foley.
Oh, yeah.
The actor.
Who's like 40, looks like at this.
Yeah. He already looks so much older than all of them. And he's in the film yes. class. And he's, you know, this high school jock, whatever. He might even be a senior. I can't remember if they say he's or not. But he's in his like Letterman jacket yes. and, you know, good looking and all the things. And the name of the film that he's working on is Helmets of Glory. And I was like, yes, Scott Foley, you go on. And then he's like explaining it. And Dawson's like rolling his eyes like, this sounds uh-huh. terrible. And he's like, and Scott Foley's character. I forget what his name is in the episode. I'm sure they
say God, it. Oh, God, I didn't even write it down. They do.
Because he goes to the dance and all that with Jen.
Well,
but he says, Scott Foley says, it's autobiographical, so if you have any questions, and it's like this ridiculous story, and then he's like, it's autobiographical, and Dawson's face is like, what the heck?
Which, okay, I have to say, for like foreshadowing, a few years later, Dawson, James Vanderbeek, stars in Varsity Blues. So when,
yeah,
remember this? And I had to giggle because I had forgotten about this part of the show. And as I'm watching, I'm like, that is so funny because he plays the star football player in this movie a few years later.
That could be called Helmets of Glory.
That could
really.
Be. Yeah, I know.
I hadn't even thought of that, but yes. that is awesome.
That should be another one we rewatch. But anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I only have two more smiley faces.
Okay, I have one, two. I only have three.
Okay. So, speaking of the dance and Dawson and the kissing and the thing, I literally was dying laughing at the scene where Dawson was asking his dad about like how to kiss. And they had the prop head of Joey.
Yes.
And he's like, but how do I do it? And the dad's like, soften your lip up. And like, and I'm like, okay, I am so sure. Like, first of all, I never would have asked my parents about how to kiss somebody. Mm-mm. They don't even need to be known. If my teenage son came to me and was like, how do I kiss a girl? And then proceeded to practice on a fake prop head in front of me, I would walk out the room.
Me too.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
Or if they did, can you imagine them asking your husband?
No.
And him like giving that advice. I mean, come on.
Now, granted, if you are a cool parent out there and you do this, and you give your teenage kid kissing lessons with a mannequin head, great.
I mean, hey, yes.
But that's not the kind of parent we are.
It seems unrealistic.
It's super.
I mean, but come on.
I think for the most
part.
We
have to suspend this. And I think the point of that scene was to establish that they're close.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe. I have more notes on that. Do I have that? Yeah. One of my, one kind of leads into that. No. One of my hearts.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's in that same scene, but earlier when Dawson's looking for his camcorder and the dad's like, oh, it's in our bedside table, but you might want to take the tape out.
Like, ew.
And it's ew, but it's also like, yeah, like good for like normalizing.
Well, yes.
Like, although, but then when you think about his mom's having an affair.
Right.
But if you take that out of the picture, the dad doesn't know that at the time. Normalizing that parents have sex and like can be romantic and like happily, I don't know. I like
yes.
I
hear
it.
What you're saying.
But then I have the X right after it.
Right.
Kissing the mannequin head was just too cringe.
That's it was what so I good. I thought I had much. A happy because it made me laugh. Like it made
and
me
I
laugh.
Mean, I guess I said X would be something I would take out. I don't know that I would take it out. It was just like a moment where I was like, oh, this is too much. And it looks like Joey.
I know it's weird. And she's
and
watching.
She's watching the she's whole like, thing. It was too much.
It was bizarre.
I can't.
It was bizarre.
I can't.
Oh my gosh. But yes, I mean, normalizing that parents have sex, fine. I don't know. Like, I still, like, the details of my sex life do not need to be broadcast to my children. It's weird. Like, they don't need to know that I was using a camcorder.
Their camcorder?
I wasn't. Like, in the show. Like, they.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It was Dawson's camcorder. Yes. Ew.
That's
okay,
why he says you might want to take
all right,
the tape
see?
Out.
No. Gross. Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay. My last happy face, and then I have a bajillion frowns.
Okay.
The school dance awkwardness. Okay. Can we just say they got that right?
They did.
Like, the dance moves. The body language, like the random unrealistic expectation that teenagers will place on dances being like this life-changing night.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dawson just was convinced like him and Jen were going to kiss and it was going to be this wonderful thing. And like Pacey goes in there, I think that's a whole other thing. Goes in there thinking he's going to dance with his teacher, like
in the middle of a high school dance.
Give me a break. But like the whole like vibe of the school dance, mm-hmm. I feel like they got that really right.
Yeah, I think they did.
And
a good
I liked
job.
It. Yes.
So I have two left. One's light and one's like a little deeper. So the lighter one is later in the episode. Another quote, Joey's talking to Dawson and she says, "You're such a sphincter."
Oh, I know. And I was like, I totally remember calling people that.
What a burn. Like, burn. That was really good. And then the one, my last heart, the part where Joey confronts Dawson's mom.
Oh.
And she says, "Mrs. Leary?" And she says, "Yes." And she says, "I know." And then she goes kind of into like a longer monologue like diatribe, about my dad cheated on my mom and my mom died. The only part of that monologue that I was a little confused about, she's like, "My dad cheated on my mom and she got cancer and died. So you do the math."
I know. I was like,
what? That doesn't, what math? Like, those are unrelated, but both sad. But anyway, but I liked that she was just like, "I'm going to just say what I know."
Yeah.
And not to hold it over her, not to like blackmail her or like blah, 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 but just to be like, You aren't getting away with this.
Yeah.
And to be a young woman confident enough to do that. And it's because, obviously, because she cares about Dawson and his family unit and that sort of thing. And her family unit's kind of fallen apart at this point, you know. Right. So I just thought that was like, I remember at the time being like, "Oh, damn."
I know, same.
And then this time I was like, good for her.
I know.
Dang, I couldn't have done that.
Oh my God,
I would have just been like, "Oh, I don't know anything. Yeah. I didn't see anything." La, that's not a grown at that up. Age, you know?
Yeah, I was not mature.
So those are all my hearts.
All right, so here we go.
Oh boy.
Here we go. I mean, before we go into the obvious, should we wait? Let's do the, we'll save all the Pacey teacher crap. Let's do the other stuff first.
Sounds good.
Because we'll go on, I'm scared we'll go on too long and then... Yeah.
I only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I wrote down. Most of them are Pacey.
Right.
I'm sure there's more and I'll agree with you. One that I had that wasn't Pacey, and then we can go to yours.
Okay.
Was the kissing the mannequin.
Oh, okay.
Was too cringe.
Well, okay. Here's one of mine. We were talking about Scott Foley. Why do they always cast people in their 20s to play high school kids? I mean, this has been happening for now. Granted, I'm sure a lot of the reasons are practical, like labor laws and also sexual situations, etc. But like, this has been happening forever. I was just talking to somebody the other day about Grease, like the movie Grease.
I know. And we're supposed to believe
they're that like all 35
are in like high school.
I mean, I get, because like we said before, at the start of filming, the start of season one, James Vanderbeek was already 20. Yeah. Okay. Joshua Jackson was 19. So was Katie Holmes. Michelle Williams was the only one who was 16. Yeah. That was when they just started. They had six seasons.
Right.
They're supposed to be sophomores in high school and he's 20. Anyway, that was one of my frowny face. Another frowny face. Oh, what's yours? That's not Pacey.
All mine are all Pacey. Of you are Pacey. Okay. All the rest are Pacey.
Well, another frowny face. I don't know if you remember this part. When they're filming Dawson's movie, and Joey has like her death scene where she gets like blood all over and stuff.
I know what you're going to say. Almost wrote it down, but I didn't know what was bothering me.
Okay.
So I didn't write it down.
You'll know as soon as I say it. Joey and so Jen comes to help Joey like change and get cleaned up. And so Joey takes her shirt off and like she's getting ready to change. And Jen tells her, which this starts off very positive. She's like, "Oh, you have nice breasts." Like just a nice female compliment. Now I have all kinds of feelings about saying things about people's body parts, but fine. But then it turns into this whole body hatred discussion because Joey is like, "Oh no, I have blah, blah, blah." And it's, they each start naming all these things they hate about their bodies. Like it's like this laundry list. And Jen says, "Oh, it's completely normal to hate the way you look."
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, no wonder all of us who grew up at this time have all these problems, because it was normal. It was normalized to just be with your girlfriends and be like, "Oh, well, I hate this. Oh, well, I hate this." It's like that scene in Mean Girls. Katie has on a Mean Girl shirt right now.
I do.
And they're like in the mirror pointing out all these like, "Oh, my pores are so big," and "Oh, my butt's so big." And then they like look.
To wait for her, the character of Katie Herring,
hate it.
To say
because
something.
What that does is it normalizes like self-deprecating comments, poor self-esteem, and comparing yourself to other women.
Right.
That normalizes all of those things. And by the way, these two girls, these two young ladies, are in traditionally very small bodies. Mm-hmm. Okay. They are definitely seen as beautiful by the Eurocentric beauty standards that are pushed in mm-hmm. societies during that time. So then that's a whole other factor. So if you're sitting there watching it and you don't look like them and you're like, well, the two of them are complaining about their looks, that only makes it worse for all the real life girls walking right. around in, you know, normal sized bodies or bigger bodies that don't look like that with all the, you know, mm-hmm. ugh, that made me feel.
Yeah, I guess. And I totally agree. Like, light bulbs are going off in my head as you're saying this. I guess devil's advocate to that. Is there a group of young women who watch that and think, oh, is that like what I sound like? Because obviously there's nothing wrong with these two. Like,
oh, I see what you're
saying. Is it normal to feel this way about my body? Because they do. So is.
But I think that's a very 40-year-old perspective.
Maybe.
Because I think if you're 16 watching it.
Yeah, you wouldn't think
that would.
You'd be like, oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think another thing that distracted me in that scene was, we talked about this for episode one, how like the show's written by men yes. and like especially with the whole teacher student relationship thing just kind of seeming like it's out of a men's fantasy of some sort.
Right.
That scene had a lot of erotic tone.
Yes.
That I immediately thought of. Not that a woman can't help another woman wash blood off
oh, no.
and all that, but it was the way that they were phrasing things yeah. and like looking at each other that made me kind of distracted from what they were saying because I was like, a man wrote this scene.
Yeah.
And not only that, a grown ass man talking about two teenage girls looking at right. each other this way and talking, which again, teenage girls have feelings and yep. can have them for other women.
100%.
Absolutely. But it wasn't, it was, so I think I was a little bit uncomfortable. Like, this is kind of gross.
Yeah.
Not that like girls can't look at each other or no. be in love with each other or like each other's bodies as teenagers. But the way that this is written yeah. and filmed right now is gross.
It was the lens that it was coming from.
And I just wanted it to be over.
Yeah. See?
You know?
Yeah, that was a frowny.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So moving on, that's Pacey. Hold on. I think all the rest of mine have to do with that. Yes, they do.
Okay.
So, okay. Let's just go into, all right, the continued grossness of the accepted pedophilia of Pacey and Mrs. Jacobs, or Miss Jacobs. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Where do we even start? I don't know.
I only have like short notes, so ugh. I guess I can kind of, so the first one is when he comes to class.
Oh,
there's that scene. So it's a normal English yeah. class. And he tries to talk to her before class. And she's trying to get him to just sit down and like not make a scene. And he says, kind of whispers, your tongue was in my mouth.
I know.
And I was
so
just like,
bad.
Oh, no. And then she's like trying to send him a message during that class
yes.
scene about, was it Vanity Fair? The book Vanity Fair?
No, it was
Wuthering Heights.
Bronte, Emily Bronte. Heathcliff.
It was Heathcliff and all
what
that.
Was it?
I thought that was Vanity Fair. Or is it Wuthering Heights? Anyway, a Bronte book.
Bronte.
Classic
book.
Literature.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how, oh, well, maybe she sent him away because, like, they're not supposed to be together. And maybe it's not tragic that they're not together. It was just like,
ew.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
I mean, I think we can agree that, like, that storyline is so problematic. It outweighs all this other stuff. Like,
yes,
it takes over.
Hard to watch.
It is so, and I will say, like, obviously, I kept watching because I'm, like, in the third season. And granted, there's other problematic crap that happens, but that I felt like overrides everything else for me at this point. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so bad. Like, you know, I don't like how they make him seem to be like a grown up, especially that like the way he talks to her, like later on, like he like throws game at her. Like he doesn't know how to do that. Like he's
right.
15.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do that.
No.
I'm sorry if you're 15 out there and
you think you
know how to throw a game. You do not know how yet. Promise. I trust and believe.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, I was thinking about, like, watching all this back as a 43-year-old me. I remember watching all of that as a 17-year-old me. And I didn't, like, I knew that there were issues there. But what I saw it as was that he was so cool and he was like daring and it was like this risque behavior. Like, I wasn't like, ew, that's just weird, right? Like,
because it's weird to think of now.
But again, if that situation was reversed while I was watching and the genders were reversed, my feelings would have been so different. And that is not okay. Like, that is not okay. Like, if it would have been Joey and a male teacher, I would have been like, oh my gosh, that's awful.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Even back then. Yep. And yeah. Oh, I do have one more that's not Pacey, Mrs. Jacobs, but it started with Pacey. So I just assumed it was.
Oh, well, you know.
So a quick aside. When they are filming the Dawson's movie later.
Oh, I know you're going to say, yeah.
You know what I'm going to say? And now Katie Holmes's character, Joey, dies off.
Yeah.
Because now Jen's in the film.
Yeah.
And this Pacey and Jen have to kiss in the film. And he pulls her in and basically like turns this whatever's in the script kiss that's been agreed upon into this long drawn out holding her to him. And it's supposed to be funny because Dawson gets like mad, bent out of shape about it.
And Jen was like laughing and I'm like,
she wasn't like overly like, no, it's funny, but she wasn't uncomfortable either. And I just thought, now that's normalizing like non-consensual physical touch. Like the agreed upon 100%. Thing didn't happen.
It went beyond.
You went beyond. You took advantage of the situation.
Right. And the way they wrote Jen was that she was giggling and she even said, oh, it's just a kiss, Dawson. Relax.
Right.
And I'm like,
right. Excuse me. Yeah. I didn't like that either.
I didn't like that either. I forgot about that when I was writing this. But yeah, I mean, that's not okay because like I always tell, like, I am not a touchy person. My husband is, like, he loves to, with people he is close to.
I was going to say, Troy's not, just out there handing out hugs.
No, like, some people are, like, very huggy. But, like, right. I will hug people, but that is not my preferred sense of. And there are times I just don't want to have that. And I'm not being rude or whatever. So I've always taught my kids, because I have one kid who's very huggy and one kid who is not. And I'm like, you have to ask someone, like, and if you go to hug someone, like, you have to ask them. And if they don't want to hug you, you have to respect that.
Yes.
And I tell them that because, you know, they play fight because they're siblings, right? Mm-hmm. They like play fight and stuff. And I'm like, when the first person says stop, I don't care if they're laughing. You respect their words. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mean it, don't say it. Right. So like watching that scene, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like we were inundated with those kind of images.
And that if we were upset about something like that, as Jen said, oh, it's just a kiss.
Yeah, you got gaslit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who cares? You shouldn't feel bad about that. Who, like, lighten up.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kissing, but it's touching. And to your point, like the hugging and the play fighting, that's not even romantic.
Right.
And people get uncomfortable with that.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't 100%. Have to be like you reading too much into something. It's just the touch part that makes you uncomfortable or not being able to get away from the situation. And as maybe subtle or not subtle as that scene is, it's very troublesome.
It's very troublesome.
And her kind of way that she was just expected to kind of shrug it off.
Right.
Again, and Dawson's the only one upset.
Right.
And it's because he wants to be the one doing it.
Right. Which, that, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
I know. So we don't like that. Okay. So Pacey, my biggest cringe moment, where did I write this down? Okay. I mean, I just wrote like all of it, like this gross, like if we sat there and wrote down everything that was disgusting.
Right.
What bugged me on the same consent thing was at the end where him and Miss Jacobs have another conversation at the dock or whatever. And he says that he was just as accountable for the kiss as her.
Yes.
Did you write that?
I wrote down the quote.
Oh, I did too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, you read it because I wrote down the same thing.
So he's 15.
Yeah.
And he says that he is well beyond the age of accountability.
Girl, when I heard that, I had to pause it and be like, I did not just hear that. And I had to rewind it because I was like, I'm going to write this down correctly. 15, I am well beyond the age of accountability. Sir, you can't even drive a car.
Correct. 10 years from the frontal lobe. Thank you to our listener, Jennifer, who reminded us of that. 10 years from your frontal lobe being fully developed at 25.
I was like, okay, you are 15 with a grown woman. I think they do say she's like 36 or
That's
something.
That's what I was thinking. 36 late 30s, or 37. Yeah. So
late 30s with mm-hmm. a grown person. No, you are not by law mm-hmm. and by development.
Correct. And yes. So if you took the quote out of context and there's a 15-year-old saying, I'm well beyond the age of accountability in general,
right,
not in a sexual situation, I could see an argument there where you're saying like, yeah, you should know better and not do this thing or that thing or like whatever. But it's literally used in context of a consensual sexual relationship.
Contact. Yes.
Yes. And so, yeah, that was really upsetting. And right before that, my final ex, which was right before that, is her Mrs. Uh-huh. Ms. Jacobs saying to him, well, it was more than that.
I know.
And I was like, no, come on. And you know, it's almost like, because earlier in the episode, I guess she's sort of like trying to like say this can't happen. She tries to, I guess, quote unquote, apologize, says we can't, blah, blah, blah. And so in a way, you're like, oh, okay. Is she now doing the right thing? She's done wrong things to this point. And then that scene comes and you're like, well, were you just playing hard to get?
Well, that's what I kept thinking of. It's like those old cartoons where it's like, no, stop.
Yes.
But not really.
Not really. Yeah.
And I just, you know, this whole thing is like making a teenage child be seen as a full grown ass man. Like he's 15. And like, I just... You know what it made me think of? Mm-hmm. We were talking about male writers.
Yep.
Like, were they like reverting back to like their teen fantasies?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this storyline came from, because that's what it seems like watching it as an adult.
Right.
And knowing the things I know now. Like,
right.
I just...
Or were they just like, what's the most like
outrageous,
salacious thing we can do to make this show a hit? Either way. Not
now,
good.
Once we're done with the season, we'll go back and research. Like, we wanted to make it through the season before we like go research all mm-hmm. like what everybody feels like now. Because all these actors are now, you know, our age or older. Or older, because yeah, they were older than us by a few years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have feelings and statements. Mm-hmm. Even probably the actress that played Ms. Jacobs and probably Kevin Williamson as well.
Oh, I'm sure they
so
all
what,
do.
So we're going to revisit all that, everyone. But mm-hmm. we're waiting until we get through the season.
Because we want to have like our raw yeah. reactions yeah. and then not be like, oh, but then Kevin Williamson right. did say in 2017, da, da, da. Like, we will do that.
Yeah.
But we want this to be like, hey, teenage selves, how we felt.
Yeah.
40-something selves, how we feel now. So that's where we're going with this.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with episode 3 here in in some amount of time. I don't
yeah,
know.
We'll be back. We'll be back. I mean, that was all I had. Yeah. Did you have anything else?
That's it. And just a reminder, we're rewatching this on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
So you can rewatch it there. I think it's a few other places as well. And if in a couple years you're listening to this and it's not on Amazon Prime, sorry, y'all, sometimes the streaming changes.
Yeah, true.
But in April of 2024, we are watching this on Amazon Prime if you're yeah. looking for a spot to rewatch with us.
Yeah, hopefully you are. And let us know. I haven't heard from anybody yet, but... I'm interested to see. Yeah. I have had a few people be like, I've never watched that, but I'm listening to your episodes about it. I'm like, great.
I mean, that's fine. Because like, if you just take this these conversations we're having, like, they're relatable.
Oh, yeah.
They matter. If you were alive during this time period or not.
Right.
And you're just interested, like, how these things impact, or a little wee one, as Patrick
uh-huh.
was. And you're just interested how things like this maybe affect what we see today.
Yeah, how it's evolved.
You can still... participate yeah. and be engaged in these episodes but you should also watch it just because.
Yeah, you should,
so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
but awesome.
All right, okay. More frownies than happies, and more yep, X's same. And hearts.
Yep, same. All okay. right, we'll see you next time on our Nostalgic or Problematic. Woo. Bye, everybody.
Bye.